This is Benevolent Heretic at AboveTopSecret.com. When did I become so cynical? Was it that moment on the morning of 9/11 when I saw an airplane slam into a building on purpose? Was it later that day when it occurred to me that our government might have played a part in this disaster? When exactly did I decide that I couldn't trust anyone anymore? At what moment did I lose faith in my government? When did I realize that we are the enemy? For a couple of years after 9/11, I watched in awe as life changed, never to be the same again. As it dawned on me and sunk in that my life and all our lives were irrevocably changed, I became saddened. I became tougher, less gullible. When it became clear that the threat of what we had witnessed was an ongoing threat, that the worst might be yet to come, the fear and confusion began to take a large part of my existence. I hung out my flag to show support for my nation. I spoke to my family of the danger that awaited us over there in a foreign land on the other side of the world. I tried to convince them that going to war was the only reasonable answer, the only real way to protect ourselves. They balked, of course, being the peaceniks that they are. They talked of not trusting the president and the information we were being told. They said war isn't the answer, and other such leftist garbage. I saw them as naive, simple, afraid to fight for what was right, weak. I was right to be so defensive of my country. I was right in my position that we were in danger and we must take control and prevent further disasters that were surely on their way. Yet here I am now, totally against this war and this administration. Somewhere along the way, I discovered, a tidbit at a time, information that totally and completely changed my view of what happened on that fateful day and what the purpose of this entire war is. One piece of information at a time, one lie at a time revealed, one betrayal at a time, one document at a time, one torture photo at a time, one election at a time, one disappointment at a time. I was embarrassed, ashamed even to admit that I had once supported the invasion of Iraq on the grounds that they had weapons, the ability, and intent to come after us here on our safe land. Today, if I hear from our president that it's light outside, I look out the window before I believe it. And then I wonder what his motives are for making such a statement. I wait for the other shoe to drop, for the truth to be revealed about the light of day. I no longer trust anything at face value. I have learned to look beneath the surface in every case. So when did I become so cynical? When did I lose the inclination to trust? It was not a single moment or a particular event, but a series of disappointments, betrayals, and lies. It has been a journey to the cynicism that I now hold close to my heart. I have traveled to this place from a more innocent age. The trouble is, I don't like this place. I want to go home. I want to go back to the time when I trusted people, where I felt that our government, although imperfect, really did have our best interests at heart. I want to drop the cynicism. I don't want to question everything, but because I want the truth, I must.